From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business, with a network of 40,000 alumni worldwide, on the web at chicagogsb.edu.
Step outside at sunset and you will be greeted by a pair of remarkable celestial bookends. To the west, high in the sky, is a brilliant shining object, Venus. The Roman goddess of love and beauty is certainly living up to her name on these delicious summer evenings. Now turn east and cast your eyes to the other bright object. This is Jupiter. If you look close by, you can see a reddish-colored star, Antares, the brightest star in the constellation Scorpio. Jupiter was named for the Roman god of everything. He's numero uno, the big cheese. And over 90% of the entire mass of the solar system, excluding the sun, is in this giant. Yet Jupiter could float in water. It's made entirely of gas. With a composition nearly the same as that of the sun, mostly helium and hydrogen, it's considered a failed star. Its nuclear furnace just didn't have enough mass to get totally fired up. But Jupiter still emits more energy than it receives. Unlike the white reflective clouds of Venus, Jupiter's clouds are a symphony of colors. The colored bands on the surface are clouds of ammonia and sulfur moving at different velocities. Jupiter's foremost feature is the Great Red Spot. This planetary pimple was first observed over 300 years ago and is thought to be a gigantic atmospheric disturbance twice the size of the Earth. Galileo first discovered the largest moons of Jupiter in 1633. Those observations and others he made lent credence to the theory that the Sun was the center of the known universe, not the Earth. The Catholic Church's telescope didn't work that way, so Galileo was censored and confined to house arrest for the rest of his life for being right. With a good pair of binoculars and a steady hand, you can often see the four Galilean moons. The motion of the innermost moon, Io, is so rapid that you can detect its movement in a single night. At last count, there were 63 Jovian moons, some of them only a couple of miles across. By the way, the Catholic Church finally got around to apologizing to Galileo in 1992. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.